This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Oh God! Oh God!
What are you laughing at?
Oh, you've already downloaded it, and oh my God!
For the man that was so adamant,
you said I'm not downloading that, Don. You even used my name in it. You were like, "No, Don, I won't be downloading this. I won't pay for it." And then 20 seconds later, he goes, "Maybe I will." Now he's delighted with his photos with the Lenza app.
Whatever, Don.
Let me see them though. They look pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, and okay, so how does it just take your existing photos that you've shared on your social media, or do you have to upload specific photos?
You have to upload specific photos, different angles, just your head though. They prefer just your head. And then they turn them into various avatars.
And you can use any of those, or did you have to pay for this?
I paid for this.
Okay.
And I know,
so like
I know.
Monthly thing or
no, just $11.99.
Okay.
So,
I thought you were laughing about the picture that you shared.
Well, yes! I'm laughing at several things. Okay. I'm laughing at the fact that just an hour ago, I said I would never do this stupid Lenza trend that everyone's doing, and yeah. I just freaking did it. So I'll be sharing those in a minute. I'll put them on Instagram as soon as we go to a commercial. And then number two, we were talking about Rock Band before we ended the first hour, and I remembered, Alexis remembered that she came over to my house one day, like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was wondering how long ago this was.
Oh, yeah, 2011, my dear.
Oh, okay.
And with our friend Nun, Nun's real name is Lynn Blankenship, but she was a nun and ran away from the convent in the middle of the night down a rope made of sheets. But but Nun came over and we played rock, the three of us played Rock Band. And I took a picture of Alexis and Nun, and Alexis looks like I just picked her up from junior high. You look so young.
Well, I'm focused.
Yes.
Her posture is perfect, and she is. And then you've got Nun on the couch as the singer. She couldn't be more laid back. She's literally lounging and has the microphone like she's at Studio 54 after they've been doing some Quaaludes. She's just like, yeah, I'm singing. And Alexis is like, I am drumming. I am drumming.
I need to get this right.
This needs to be a meme. If Alexis is ever focused, please take this picture and then...
I'm going to share it on Instagram now. Check it out because I'm laughing so hard. Just remembering about 5 seconds after you took this picture, I'm sure whoever we were singing with or playing with dropped out just because we sucked so badly.
We were so horrible.
Oh,
without doubt.
Jason, you're not in the... Oh, you were taking the photo. Were you what were you doing?
You had the guitar.
I had the guitar.
Okay.
And then someone just randomly... I don't know if they'd probably still do this. You can actually, it's even bigger because you can game with anybody now in the world, right?
Yeah.
And it was that. So we would get on and play like the second guitar or the first guitar or whatever. And
I guess there was points or bass maybe.
Yeah.
This is actually longer. This is November 20th. 2009.
Oh, nine.
This is the same year that our Snowmageddon Open was made.
Wow.
I'm not joking. This was in the first year of our show. And then about a month later, this is that, oh God, Lex, this is that historic New Year's Eve when you and Anha, it was just the three of us, or four of us, you came over for New Year's Eve. And Lex and I, this is back when we were we could handle a little more alcohol. We got trashed, Dawn, like trashed.
And oh, no.
Anhel and Ryan, my boyfriend at the time, they slept in. And Alexis and I, for whatever reason, popped out of bed. Like, at the same time, I got up. I'm like, oh, my God, you're up too?
Yeah.
And we got up at like 6 a.m. And I made homemade biscuits.
You made biscuits.
We were motivated to bake. Like, we cooked.
And, like, just a couple hours before that, I was sitting in your double sink with Ryan. He was on one side. I was on the other. I don't know why.
Ryan was very small.
We were sitting in there. What the heck?
Yeah.
But, yes, that was the beginning of making, well, I mean, I know you always made biscuits, but.
Yeah.
You know, that.
It was, that was New Year's Eve going into 2010. So, yeah, that was the first year of our show. So, anyway, back to those avatars.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you call them avatars, but yeah.
Yeah, do they just give you a bunch of them and you can decide?
You get 100.
Okay, so, all right.
You get 100.
Yeah.
There's different categories like superhero, stylish, mystical, sci-fi.
There's
astronaut.
Like bondage ones, isn't there? Aren't there?
They did not give me bondage ones.
Oh, okay.
I got anime, adventure, cyborg, cosmic, rock star. Those are my categories. This is the Lenza app, everyone, that you see your friends post on social media. An hour ago, I swore that I wouldn't do this to Dawn McClint. Oh, you do?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All in one editor.
It's a photo.
You're
going to
do it.
No.
L E N S A. You're right. Yes. Yeah, you can get it.
But why is everyone doing it now? Because of the end of the year? Is there like an end of year thing?
No, I'm not going to do it, Dawn, he says.
Nope, I'm not going to do it.
No. Mm-hmm.
But an hour later.
No, like 24 seconds later.
Okay, fine. Not that long later.
It's a newer app. Yeah, they're kind of cool, right?
Kinda.
Here he goes.
I mean, I guess now I can kind of see why they're doing it. No, damn it. Now I'm kind of interested in this.
I was going to say.
Oh, well.
You know what? You probably blow $10 in other ways. I do all the time. Oh. You know, you're like, oh, let me go to the grab and go down in the cafeteria and get this sandwich, you know?
Yes.
Oh, believe me. Yes.
Those Parmesan pretzels, I think I've bought every single hater down there.
Oh.
They're so good. The Von Maur ones. Not Von Maur. Von Hansen. The meat guys.
Oh, the meat guys.
Von Hansen. They make these seasoned pretzels that are so good.
Oh.
But so, yes, we can relate, Jason, is what we're saying.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have a budget, apparently, for the grab and go downstairs. I just let myself. It's like I'm
it's our gas station. We've been good girls and boys.
It's like a gas station. And then you scan it and you just go. It's so easy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can take that art and make some cool things. A lot of people, a friend said, wow, I really love how I looked in this. And he's going to blow it up and put it, you know, make
on
some art.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh,
Jason, you can put it on a pillow and give it to friends for Christmas.
Oh, that's just what they want. A pillow of me. Yeah.
MC's brother has a company that makes those pillows that you brush. It's like sequins and you need to go the other way. It's your face.
Oh, yeah.
I love those.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's just for looks, though. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
You wake up with a crazy pattern if you fall asleep on one of those.
Oh, it all. Yeah. On your face.
Yeah. Sequin City.
We're going to take a break. A little TV talk. The future of The Daily Show and the People's Choice Awards were last night. We'll go through all that when we come back. Oh, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to play some games. And laugh and laugh and laugh.
Good. I've missed our games. We've had so much going on. We haven't played a game in so long.
We will play an oldie but a goodie when we return. Coming up a little bit. But right now, we're talking about the future of Wheel of Fortune when Pat and Vanna eventually retire. But there's another show that, well, we kind of already know the host is leaving. Trevor Noah, what's their plan, Dawn?
Oh, they have a lineup of great guest hosts so far. So he's signing off later this week. It's coming up soon. They landed Chelsea Handler. Oh. How about a little Sarah Silverman? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the one I'm most excited about. I love Sarah Silverman. Cal Penn.
Okay.
D.L. Hughley. Leslie Jones.
Yes.
John Leguizamo. And Hasan Minhaj. Wanda Sykes. Marlon Wayans.
Wow.
Yes, and then they're going to have correspondents, contributors like Roy Wood Jr. and Desi Littick.
So do they each get a week, or are we just kind of a day?
Let's see here.
Because that is a great lineup, and if they can each take a week, that's going to really
get them going. If I were them, you know, for the producer's sake, my goodness, that's a lot. You know what I mean? The producers, give them time to get used to the rhythms of these people. Yeah. I would give them a month.
Yeah, a month? Okay.
It doesn't say here, but I think that just for ease, like you said, for the producers and everyone involved to have somebody do a week and another person do a week, or, you know, how long are they trying to find their next host in this way? You know, are they just trying to sort of like what Jeopardy
fill
did?
Fill the hour.
Right? And sort of see who, I mean, obviously Chelsea Handler has a leg up on all of them.
Yeah.
With her own show that went on for so long.
Yeah.
You know, and The Daily Show is a different type of show. So how's she going to do?
Well, and also, I think Al Franken's on that list, too. I saw former Senator Al Franken.
You're right. Al Franken was listed first. Oh, I missed his name.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
I think that'll be fantastic.
That would be great.
What a great idea. You know,
that's it.
Because if you're Comedy Central, you do not want to rush into a decision.
Mm-mm.
And they're not even sure. Let's be clear. Crystal Carrington clear. Comedy Central / Paramount, who owns them, they're not even sure The Daily Show is going to continue in its current form.
Yep. They said that Trevor redefined the show. Jon Stewart did it before him. And as we look to the future, we're excited to reimagine it yet again with the help of the incredible list of talent and correspondents.
Yeah. So. It's who knows? The same thing with CBS. They're not sure they're going to replace The Late Late Show with James Corden with just another traditional talk show. They may not do that at all.
This is a time for bursting creativity.
Well,
because could do something really fun and change it up.
Yeah, because there's diminishing returns. You know, if they're especially that late at night on network, they're spending the same amount of money. And these shows, though cheaper than dramas and comedies, they're still expensive. You know, The Late Late Show, Fallon, all of them, they have a band. So think about that. You got to pay the entire band. You got to pay the host, the team of producers.
All the people behind the scenes, right?
The crew.
It's a huge crew.
Yeah. And if you're getting diminishing returns for a show that airs at 12:30 at night, if I'm CBS from a business perspective, I would look at different stuff to do. Well, I would look at a single host. You know what I mean? I would look for getting rid of the band. I would look, you know, what would you do?
Get
what
a boom
could
box
you
do? Out?
Something.
An organist.
Yeah.
Ooh, wouldn't that be funny?
A little polka.
Accordion player. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Rocco.
Come on, Rocco.
He can play the accordion.
He can?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Speaking of TV and speaking of network, NBC had the People's Choice Awards on last night. Did you, Lex, did you watch?
I watched some of the highlights because I wanted to see. Lizzo was up. She won the champion award.
Okay.
I was going to say championship.
She also wins the championship award. Are you kidding?
She does. Yeah. Her single About Damn Time was named Song of the Year, which is great.
Yes.
And then the People's Champion Award, her mother came out and presented her with it, which was really special and really beautiful to see. She reminded the crowd that Lizzo didn't have to conform to anyone's standards in order to be happy, to be creative, to feel worthy. And she says that she knows that her daughter saved many lives and no one's more deserving of the award. She said she's really proud of her, and Lizzo looked amazing.
Oh, nice.
And she highlighted a bunch of different activists and...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And she just had a great speech.
I have a little winner's montage.
Oh, perfect. Okay. I don't know if we had that, but
We do. Here's a little winner's montage for the People's Choice Awards.
And the People's Choice Award goes to for the country artist of 2022, Carrie Underwood, for the drama movie of 2022. Don't worry, darling.
Comedy Movie Star People's Choice Award goes to Adam Sandler, Hustle.
For the competition contestant of 2022, Selma Blair, Dancing with the Stars.
For the male TV star, Noah Snapp.
For the nighttime talk show of 2022,
The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon.
For the best reality television show,
The Kardashians.
The Kelly Clarkson Show.
Mariska Hargitay.
Yes.
The People's Champion of 2022, my daughter Lizzo.
The 2022 People's Icon, Ryan Ritter.
There we go. There's your winner's montage.
Very nice. The other highlight I saw was Shania Twain performing. She did for at least her look, she on the red carpet, did a throwback to the animal print. She looks just as amazing as she did then, even better.
God, that's one of my most favorite Shania Twain looks.
Yes.
I can't wait to see her next May. At the X.
Oh, yes, that's right. She accepted the Music Icon Award, and she performed her greatest hits. The one thing that she did that was so fun and the crowd went wild, you know that song that Don't Impress Me Much from 1997?
Wow. Yeah.
And she says, and there's a lyric that's like, you know, you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. She swapped out Brad Pitt for Ryan Reynolds.
So you think you're Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that don't impress me much. And the crowd went wild. It was classic. It was awesome.
Here's a little bit of her. Let me try to see if I can.
Best thing about being a woman is a prerogative to have a little fun. And, totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Men's shirt, short skirts.
She's so good. Let me see if I can find it. No. I want to find that part about...
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, yeah.
So, got the brains and heart, got the touch. And don't get me wrong, yeah. You're all right. Come on with me, won't help me all the night. I don't put me much.
She looks so good.
Right.
I have such still a crush on her. Here we go. Oh, I see the cutaway to Ryan. Here we go.
Okay. So you're Ryan Reynolds. I don't know.
I bet he was overjoyed. Can you imagine?
They cut to him and he goes, "Who? Me? Like me?" Lex.
Oh. So cute.
You can see that on the NBC YouTube page. When we come back, the return of games to get us laughing as we say goodbye to Dawn. Stay with us. Today, don't forget to download the newest episode of Kenny and Dawn's podcast, News from the Krabby Coffee Shop. At garagelogic.com. I just overheard a conversation. Kenny will be doing the show completely in the nude.
Whoa!
So that'll be fantastic.
His beard has grown out so long, though. Yes. It doesn't matter. It's okay.
It doesn't matter.
It's like a blanket over
that's
him.
All I wanted. I asked Kenny crotch. For that for Christmas. That's all I wanted.
He can French paint it around his body.
That's right.
Oh, I love it. Kenny.
He's looking good. Download it at garagelogic.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to download the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. It's available right now. It's called Dear Bob Iger. Six things that Colin and I think Mr. Iger should do now that he's back at the head of Mickey Mouse to improve the Disney parks. So go download that right now. One more little note. After I was against it, I did succumb to the end of year trend pressure. And I downloaded that app everyone else is called Linza. Uh-huh. And I turned myself into 100 different avatars. And I've posted them now on on Instagram. God. Alexis, I texted you and Dawn some on your phone.
Yes, I love the... I don't know what that white fluffy thing is behind you that looks sort of like an alien turkey thing that's like has an exploding eyeball. That one is like... It's really cool.
Yeah. So
you as a monk is hilarious.
Yeah, that one is like, I don't know how I feel about that.
You have that little pouty face on, too.
I know. So you can go see it. Just search for Jason Matheson on Instagram. Ooh. And take a look at those. It was worth the $11. Like Dawn said,
it's superhero ones.
Me too. Those are cool. I can now see why people do it.
And you get 100 different ones? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Most of them, my eyes were all messed up. Like, it does mess up your eyes, which is hysterical. Yeah. So, 50% of them didn't look like me. No, yeah, well, I do. But it is time to play a game because, you know, for the next couple days as we clear the runway for Dawn's ascension to her own show.
Oh, I love that, ascension.
Yeah. One of the things that I think generated the most fun between the three of us is laughing through games. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do some more of those as we tick down to Friday. So here's one of them.
Very well.
Oh, God.
You have 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game.
Not so new.
5 second showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
Now, what's funny about this is Dawn requested games.
Yeah.
But she didn't say what game. So
this one makes me the most nervous.
This one makes her the most nervous. But it generates the biggest laugh. So here we go. We're going to play 5 seconds. Alexis, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
We'll begin with you, dear friend.
My app open for you, too.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Alexis.
Yes.
Name 3 people stranger than you.
Kanye, Elon, and Weird Al.
Okay, we'll give that to you.
Oh my gosh.
Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I've got my eyes closed. I've got my hands over.
Name
my
3
eyes.
Activities you can do in the bedroom.
Sleep, dream, and sex.
And sex.
I mean, is dream an activity?
Yes!
I don't know. Okay.
Yes! Very active.
True.
Okay.
All right, Jason, I've got one for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Name 3 things you can do in the bathroom.
Wipe your butt, pee, and read Reader's Digest.
Okay, Grandma.
Yep, okay. Is that what you're doing?
That's what he calls it.
Manicure. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay.
I should have named you guys as the weirdest, weirder than me.
I don't know why you paused.
I know. I initially, right.
Oh, God.
Go with your first instinct.
Fantastic. You ready, Lex?
Yes.
Name 3 words to describe your boss.
Loud, fun, grumpy.
Oh my God, scary. Can I have that?
Wig, scary.
Yeah,
smoke.
Scary.
Oh God.
Black clothes.
Witchy.
Dark eye makeup. Brimstone.
You're just describing your appearance.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. I know.
Okay, Dawn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Name three things that can stab you.
Ooh. A knife, a meat fork, a pickle slicer? What is that?
What is that?
I don't know.
The hell is a special pickle knife? Slicer?
I just made it up. Because I was scared.
Slicer.
I was scared. Okay. Like a grater. I didn't know what to do.
Theo James's prosthetic. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, Jason.
Yeah.
Name three songs that have a place in its title.
When you between the moon and New York City, Chicago and New York, New York.
Ah.
Oh, wow, you
that
yeah.
was good. I think I would have
oh wow, I'm kind of proud of myself
that was
on that
really
one.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Oh my god, I'm really proud of that was okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what that one means, so we're gonna skip that one.
Name three sports, Alexis.
Oh, Dawn. No,
oh, Dawn. No, certain- you.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. I always, because we flip back.
I know.
Right back. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm ready.
Name three sports that start with S.
Soccer. Sledgehammer. Championship. Sucker.
What did you say? Sucker?
Oh, wait, go back to Sledgehammer. Sledgehammer. Which took her longer. The longest answer was that. Swimming, baby.
Oh. Swimming.
Oh, yeah, they're swimming.
Sucker,
there?
Sledding.
Oh.
I don't know.
Skiing. Oh, dang.
Softball.
Oh, God.
Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer championship. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's only do one asshat today. Let's come back.
Good,
when
good.
We come back, another classic game. Stay
Wonderful.
With us. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Am I the asshat coming up at the top of the hour? We usually do it here, but we thought we'd have some fun. With Dawn, it's like a Dawn's request, the karaoke night. Dawn's leaving us on Friday, and had a very simple request. Let's play some games and laugh, and we can certainly do that. So we just played one classic, that is the 5 second showdown, and now we will do another Jalexis classic.
It's time to make a choice.
Yeah.
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Please enjoy some delightful elevator music.
Lovely.
Not only am I spending $11 on the Lens app, but I spend $4 for the Would You Rather app.
Yeah, we gotta use it.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are paying. I paid for it for a while, but then I was like, well,
yeah,
I let Alexis pay for it, I'll be honest.
Okay. Oh, there's been an update. Oh, wow. Thank you. The deck just told me, yes.
Which category are we gonna do?
Well, it's a mix.
Oh, you're doing okay.
Here we go. Would you rather go to jail for 5 years for something you didn't do?
Oh, gosh.
Or get away with something horrible you did, but always live in fear of being caught?
Oh, man. 5 years? I kind of just want to live on the edge.
Really?
No.
Me too.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Tell me
live
why.
On the edge.
Yeah.
Ugh. Because being in prison for 5 years, wow. I guess maybe it would go by pretty quickly and depend on where we are, but
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I guess we'd just be on the run.
You're
although
on the
we
run.
Really couldn't work.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. I've totally
maybe
changed.
You could work. You just have to live with the guilt. I can't live
with
the guilt.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not trying to be a better person or
no.
something, but I'd rather go to jail because then for the rest of my life, I could also say, like at Christmas parties, Well, when I was in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a story for the rest of your life.
That's right.
Yeah, the true lie, two truths and a lie.
I could.
It's like Martha Stewart. You're like, hey, I stayed in the same place as Martha Stewart. Yep. Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, we're doing that now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I also don't want to commit any crimes, you know, that would equal jail.
Yeah.
Or prison.
Let's just say it doesn't involve hurting anyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Let's say we can add that.
Okay.
Here we go. Would you rather be tied to a bed and forgotten? Or marked with a huge hickey that your boss will see.
Hickey time.
Hickey.
Yeah.
I don't care if B. Arthur sees.
Oh, my gosh. Kidding. No, I'd walk around proudly.
Oh, this is... Dawn, you doing hickey?
At least you're walking.
Oh, I'm doing hickey.
Yeah
for sure.
Oh, have you ever had? Have you two ever had a hickey?
Yes.
Oh.
You haven't?
No.
Oh,
I always used to say, "Oh, I burnt myself with a curling iron."
No one wants to kiss me. I just say, you know, I didn't have that. Yeah. Here we go. Would you rather? Oh, this is a new one. Here we go for the pandemic era.
Mm.
Would you rather have to lick people's face whenever they go to shake your hand?
Oh my God! Come on, Dahmer.
Or this is so good. Or scream. I didn't wash my hands to all your coworkers every time you come back from the bathroom.
Ding, 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 ding.
That one for sure, because people would just think we're like Steve or something, yelling out weird things in the office, and they'd be like, oh, that's just Alexis, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a weird place.
And then they'll stay away, too.
Does he just randomly scream things?
Yeah,
he does.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Just be glad you're over there.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Now, I think we've had a version of this before, but it's still damn funny, and I can't remember which you two picked. Here we go.
Okay.
Would you rather have uncontrollable nose hair or uncontrollable pubic hair?
Oh.
Well, Lex wants to braid it and do it.
Lex wants to have like macaws down there and like a rainforest sanctuary.
Yeah. It'll sound like birds when she walks by. It's like, what is that? Tropical birds?
What is that?
A hawk?
Is that a hawk?
What is that?
Is there something coming out of Alexis's pants? What the hell is that?
It sounds like it's trying to get away. Too much competition in there for space.
People that don't know Alexis will come up to us and they'll be like, I walked by Alexis a couple days ago and it just sounded weird. We'll be like, did it sound like this?
Oh my God.
That's just Alexis's nether regions.
Wow, that's a lot of activity. That's like a safari.
Yeah.
I'm
definitely doing the pubes. You can hide them. You can roll it up. You know, the nose hair would just be, that would be very difficult to keep track of. And I don't,
Oh, I'll do nose hairs because I'm so conscious of it anyway.
Oh, you
know,
are?
That okay. I just have a little tool and I just, you know, Roto-Rooter those out. Uncontrollable. Not for me. I'll control it.
But. Well, that's the whole point. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
You can't control it. You can't, Dawn.
I'm very opposed to your pubic
vain.
Hair.
You're vain. I know, true. But you're vain.
But what about that nose hair?
The only person
all
that
right,
would see
I'll do pubes.
It.
Thank you.
I was just waiting for you to say that.
You're doing pubes too, Jason.
Oh, God, girl. Bring on the Capuchin Monkeys.
I've got Pocahontas and the Blue Corn Moon playing. What do you got playing in your pubes?
Oh, what do I? Oh,
yeah, what's your sound? I'm every woman.
Every time I unzip my pants, it will be... The giraffes are coming out. The elephants are drinking water. The damn cheetahs are on the prowl.
You got the warthogs running all over.
I got the meerkats poking out of my pubes.
Oh, it means no worries for the rest of my days.
Oh, my. my God.
And your soundtrack for your pubes, Don?
Mine will be 9 to 5.
You get the nails cut.
9 to 5. Wait a minute. There's a lot of office ladies down there. They're doing the hard work.
The bright lips.
That's right. Come on.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's not quite God. The same effect with these keyboards.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We enjoyed that one way too
much.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Let's see here. Oh, this is, we'll end on this one. Would you rather be allergic to silver or be allergic to plastic?
Ooh, what can you avoid more? Probably silver.
Yeah, silver.
Yeah, silver. Even though we shouldn't be using so much plastic.
Yeah,
but
no, of course, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather.
When we come back.
Yeah, tweet us your soundtrack.
And when we say tweet, we mean really tweet us.
Yeah, really tweet.
When we come back, dear friends, it is Am I the Asshat? So get ready to call and join the conversation.
Oh, yeah, we got a good one.
Don't forget, download the newest episode of Dawn and Kenny's podcast, News from the Krabby Coffee Shop, on GarageLogic.com. And while you're at it, download the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers, wherever you get your podcasts. It's a good one this week. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A beautiful day.